Which brings us to you. She paused to glance up at the sky where Darien hung, a shining blue-white orb. When they arrive, the first hammer blows will fall here. After realising that Darien presents no threat, they'll look further afield and find this moon and Sagrana and the Zirridan and come straight for us. She looked him in the eye. Which is why you've got to leave. Won't be long before it's too dangerous for you here. He was taken aback, but still smiled at her.
I can see that there might be a bit of a stramash, but if you think I'm going to scupper and leave you here...
Craig, you don't understand. It's not going to be as civilised as a battle in space. This moon will be a target. The forest and Sagrana could burn.
She sighed and started to reach out to him, then stopped.
You canna stay here, my love. There's too much for you to do. No, please don't ask. I can't explain what I've seen, but you have to trust me, Greg. Please, I'm begging you.
Greg breathed in deep, trying to steady himself, then let it out.
Is this some kind of second sight seeing the future thing?
I don't even know how to answer.
Okay, but how can I get off Niviester? He said.
Every craft of every kind is lying about the forest in a million pieces.
That's not a problem,
Catriona said, glancing over her shoulder. Your lift will be here pretty soon. He followed her gaze and saw a dark speck descending steeply from the sky, then flattening out into a curved trajectory that came round about 10 miles away and headed straight for them.
Who are they? He said.
How do they know that I'm here?
They're allies of your Uncle Teo, a faction of the Tigran military opposed to the pro-hegemony hierarchy. As for how they know where to pick you up, your uncle sent a message via the Forerunner platform at Tusk Mountain, trying to find out if you were still alive, and we told him where you'd be and when.
Uncle Teo sent... But how can anyone be sending messages from Darien? He said.
The Sentinel's dead, isn't it?
Oh, aye. It got scrambled and wiped when the Legion Knight took control of the warp well,
Catriona said.
But when the Zirridan entered Sagrana's great web of being through me, they began cooperating on a few things and were able to reactivate a few of the Tusk Mountain platform functions. When they work together, their abilities are astonishing. They're greater than the sum of their parts. Far greater.
Greg eyed the approaching craft. It was only minutes away.
You don't want me here when the big event kicks off, he said, looking back at her. So, what is my part in all this?
My love, you could be, well, pretty important to a lot of folk down on Darien. Maybe no one knows what really happened on Giant Shoulder or what Vashutkin really is.
Uncle Teo might, he said. I wouldn't have put it past the wily old fox to have sniffed out floors in whatever Vashutkin's been saying about the fight on Giant's Shoulder.
In his mind's eye, he saw again the combat droids that had cornered him, converging on his lone position. Recalled perfectly how his passenger, the Zirridan, had, in the blink of an eye, turned them into cascades of disassembled parts, a precursor to the cleansing of the moon Niviester.
But if Teo's gone to the trouble of trying to find me, he went on, then he might have put himself in danger. Aye, you're right. I've got to get back to Darien.